KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's get to wrestling from the weekend. Sectional meets held all over the state. So on Saturday, as the postseason got underway, the Atlantic Cam wrestling team competed in the 2A sectional at Adel on Saturday, and Atlantic advanced seven wrestlers onto the districts. The district meet will be in Atlantic this Saturday, with competition getting underway at noon. We'll have coverage here on KJAN Saturday for you. Among the top two place finishers in each class, they're the ones that advance into the district meets. In class in the 2A meet at Adel at 106, McKinley Robbins of Greene County was the champ. Easton O'Brien of Atlantic was the runner-up. At 113, Abram Moore of Atlantic, the champion, with Brenner Gallagher of Greene County, the runner-up. At 120, Ben Schmitz of Kemper Catholic was first, and Ethan Fulman of Atlantic second. At 126, Joe Weaver of Atlantic Cam was first, and Keegan Jensen of Winterset was second. At 132, Bryce Hatton of Winterset was first, and Garen Worcester of Creston second. At 138, it was Cruz Kibbers of Winterset winning, with Shea Parkus of Kemper Catholic in second place. At 145, Jack West of Winterset was the champ, and Emery Colby of Panorama the runner-up. At 152, Wyatt Appleseth of Panorama was the champ, and Tyler Brown of Winterset was second. At 160, Brady Behringer of Winterset was the champ, and Will Hansen of Greene County the runner-up. At 170, Hayden Green of Creston was the champ, and Peyton Fusen of Atlantic was the runner-up. At 182, Jackson Kinsella of Creston was the champ, and Riley Hoven of Winterset the runner-up. At 195, Sam Chapman of Creston was the champ, and Devin McKay of Atlantic was runner-up. At 220, Cale Wanniger of Kemper Catholic was the champion, and Sawyer Schiltz of Greene County was second. And at 285, Caden Sutton of ADM was the champ, Cale Roller of Atlantic placing second. Also in the 2A sectional held at Glenwood on Saturday, Harlan and Red Oak were the first and second place teams, and they move on to the regional duels. In addition, here's a look at the top two place winners in each class, or in each weight class. At 106, Brandon Earp of Red Oak was the champ. Sammy Schmitz of Harlan, the runner-up. At 113, Chase Sandholm of Red Oak was the champ, and Luke Friend of Harlan, the runner-up. At 120, it was Luke Musich of Harlan first, and Jonathan Earp of Red Oak second. At 126, Dawson Bond of Red Oak was the champ. Ethan Lemon of Harlan, the runner-up. At 132, Cale Downey of Clarinda was the champ, and Abby McIntyre of Glenwood, the runner-up. At 138, Tate Mayberry of Glenwood was the champ, and Michael Mayer of Clarinda, the runner-up. At 145, Colton Housechild of Southwest Iowa was the champ, and Tyler Boldra of Glenwood, the runner-up. At 152, Dalton Book of Glenwood was the champion, Mason Griffith of Harlan second. At 160, Justin McCunn of Red Oak was first, and Zane Bendorf of Harlan second. At 170 pounds, Carter Bendorf of Harlan was the champ, and Bruce Lukart of Red Oak the runner-up. At 182, Mitch Mayberry of Glenwood was first, and Jacob Childs of Clarinda second. At 195, Carter Maines of Red Oak was the champ, Sully Woods of Glenwood the runner-up. At 220, Crew Howard of Clarinda was champ, and Jesse Schwery of Harlan was the runner-up. At 285, Noah Clark of Glenwood was first, and Jeremiah Davis of Harlan placing second. Also, 1A sectional wrestling on Saturday in the meets at Riverside High School. Underwood placed first and AHSTW second as they advanced to the regional duels as teams individually. At 106, Gable Porter of Underwood was the champ, and John Schroeder of Riverside the runner-up. At 113, Jace Rose of Riverside wins, and Niles Salazzo of Underwood was second. At 120, Stevie Barnes of Underwood wins, and Hayden Fisher of AHSTW was second. At 126, Nick Stevens of Underwood the champ, John Helton of St. Albert the runner-up. At 132, Zane Ziegler of Underwood was first, and Joel Sampson of AHSTW was second. At 138, Logan James of Underwood the champ, Nolan Moore of Riverside was second. At 145, it was Nick Hamilton of Underwood and Mitch Lutz of Trainer the top two. At 152, Blake Thompson of Underwood and Jaden Rasmussen of AHSTW were first and second. At 160, Denver Pauley of AHSTW and Carson Verhenny of Trainer were the top two. At 170, Cale McLaren of St. Albert was the champ, Seth Kiesel of AHSTW the runner-up. At 182, Caden Hendricks of Riverside was first, Logan Young of Trainer second. At 195, Gavin Fisher of AHSTW the winner, and Corey Coleman of Trainer second. At 220, Chris Gardner of Underwood the champ, Leland Barr of AHSTW was the runner-up. At 285, Brock Fox of Trainer was the champion, Brady Cannata of AHSTW was second. Also in a 1A sectional at Guthrie Center on Saturday, it was Bedford Lennox at ACGC, the top two teams. ACGC wins the championship. Individually at 106, Maisel Gomez of Bedford Lennox and Addison Lundquist of Southwest Valley were the top two. At 113, Elliot Cooney of Nottoway Valley and Wesley Ganeau of West Central Valley were the top two. At 120, Ben Braheny of Nottoway Valley and Dawson Muller of ACGC were first and second. At 126, Seth Danker of ACGC and Justin Garcia of West Central Valley were the top two. At 132, Gunnar Larson of ACGC was the champ. Cale Carl of West Central Valley, the runner-up. At 138, Weston Pote of West Central Valley was first. Carter Andreessen of ACGC, the runner-up. At 145, Cale Rowley of ACGC was the champion. Braden Bean of West Central Valley was second. At 152, Jake Cox of Bedford Lennox and Tyler Braheny of Nottoway Valley took first and second. At 160, Austin Wilson of Nottoway Valley and Javin Blatt of Audubon were first and second. At 170, Drew Vantiger of Bedford Lennox, the champ. Cole Plowman of ACGC, the runner-up. At 182, Caden Jacobs of Southwest Valley was the champ, and Aaron McAllister of Coon Rapids Baird was second. At 195, Sam Olson of Griswold won the title, while Cale Pevestorf of Coon Rapids Baird was second. At 220, Luke Mazinski of Audubon, the champ. Talon Myers of Southwest Valley was the runner-up. And at 285, Devin Whipple of Bedford Lennox was the champion, with Gage Butler of ACGC finishing second. Also in a meet on Saturday at Missouri Valley, among some of the area qualifiers, at 106 pounds, Jacob Downey of Logan Magnolia was the titleist. At 113, Sean Thompson of Logan Magnolia was first. Andrew Bowman of Missouri Valley second. At 120, Hagen Highstand of Logan Magnolia, the champ. Connor Atkinson of Tri-Center was the runner-up. At 126, Wyatt Rice of Logan Magnolia was the champ, while Xavier Travato of Missouri Valley was second. At 132, Brady Thompson of Logan Magnolia wins, and Sam Kyle of Missouri Valley was second. At 138, Gavin McGuire of Logan Magnolia won the title. At 145, Bryce Hudnut of Logan Magnolia was the champ, while Eric McElhaney of Missouri Valley was second. At 152, Briar Rice of Logan Magnolia and Gage Clausen of Mo Valley were the first two wrestlers. At 160, Jack Nelson of Woodbine was the champ. At 170, Bryson Freeberg of Tri-Center was the champ. At 182, Nick Haynes of Missouri Valley was the champion. At 195, Gavin Heim of Tri-Center was the runner-up. Rex Johnson of Loma was the champ at 220. And at 285, Barrett Pitt of Logan Magnolia and Connor Murray of Missouri Valley placed first and second in that meet on Saturday. The top two teams in each of those sectionals advanced to the dual team regionals. Those are coming up on Tuesday night. In Class 2A, Atlantic will host one of those four team meets, with Atlantic facing Red Oak and Humboldt facing Van Meter. The winners will battle for the chance to go to the dual state tournament. At Winterset faces Knoxville. Harlan faces Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Also Class 1A at AHSTW High School, it'll be AHSTW facing Woodbury Central and Underwood facing Mount Air. And at Logan Magnolia, Loma will play, will wrestle I-35, and Missouri Valley will wrestle Bedford Lennox. Again, those winners moving on into the finals, and the finalists moving on to the state dual tournament. In high school basketball over the weekend, a girls' action from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Red Oak needed overtime to knock off St. Albert 80-76. Also, Riverside beat Heartland Christian 39-36. Lewis Central over Norwalk 47-25. Glenwood beat Maryville, Missouri 59-37. Bishop Heelan Catholic over Kemper Catholic 70-27. In high school boys' basketball from the weekend in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was St. Albert over Red Oak 61-36. Also, Riverside beat Heartland Christian 49-20. Bishop Heelan Catholic over Kemper Catholic 53-52 was the final. Men's college basketball yesterday saw Marquette beat 19th-ranked Butler 76-57. Number 25 Houston over Wichita State 76-43. The 20th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women broke open a close game late, claiming a rare victory at Purdue on Sunday. Mackenzie Meyer and Kathleen Doyle both scored 22 points in an 83-71 victory. The Hawkeyes are 11-2 and have a first-place showdown Thursday at 12th-ranked Maryland, as the Terrapins rolled to a 79-50 win over Rutgers. And Bryce Callip scored 22 points and handed out 8 assists, and number 24 Missouri State held off Drake 89-83 in women's college hoops yesterday. The Bulldogs fall to 16-7 on the year, 8-3 in the Valley. Sarah Ryan had a career-high 31 points for the Bulldogs in that contest. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.